Truth News Network. It's time for Real News
Without the Spin.
The only place you'll find it is at TNN,
the Truth News Network.
Here's your political ringmaster,
your host,
Dan Newman.
Real news here today at truthnewsnet.org. Hello, everyone. I'm Dan Newman. Like never before in American history, we seem to find ourselves standing on a precipice, looking across a massive hole in the earth to see other Americans standing on the other side, looking down into the same abyss. To the dismay of both groups of people, that abyss keeps widening while getting deeper and deeper and deeper, even as they watch. Who's digging that chasm? Who are the people looking in? What's in the void between the two groups? We'll get to those answers in detail, even though I'm pretty sure most already know them. But for this conversation, let's try to back into the answers. You know, there's a word we're going to talk about today. There is such a word as this one. It's politism, P-O-L-I-T-I-S-M, but it's not in the English language. There is a Twitter site named Politism, but in the first tweet on that site, you'll read confirmation there is no such word as politism. So let's just make it ours here at truthnewsnet.org. Politism is the state in which one decides to live regardless of realities. In doing so, that person determines a combination of beliefs. Their combination of their beliefs is the correct combination that all people should adopt. That combination most often includes their personal perspectives of religion, U.S. law as it applies to persons and entities, social and economic allowables and norms, and politics, of course. To hold politism together in one neat package, it is wrapped with the undying right to personally determine when and how to unleash their politism throughout their world, and that all who interact with them must receive the politismist permission to coexist in their universe. Anyone who lives outside their world is unqualified and unworthy to do so. And those outside are the scum of the earth, no matter who they really are. Now, wait a minute. I thought the world is divided into racial groups, ethnic, political, and gender groups, and those people who self-identify with others of the same social ilk. But by the definition above, politism appears to be the ultra-identifier of all. How so? Well, who can possibly today argue that the U.S. looks little like the U.S. of the 1900s or even the early 2000s? Americans are fragmented in so many ways that few, if any, can identify the various groups who all wrestle for space, yet alone determine eligibilities to identify qualified membership in the right group, right in quotation marks. But we're going to try to. For many years, American political parties have been few in number and few in philosophies of politics. Democrats and Republicans are pretty much dominated in the U.S. There are other political parties that have popped up from time to time, but Dems and the GOP held on to the reins of politics pretty much universally. Libertarians, those in the Green Party, even some socialists are there. But in each election cycle, it seems the fastest growing political group are none of the above, and it's not even an official party. It's independents. These are Americans who may hold political ideas that lean conservative and leave liberal, could lean both ways, as a matter of fact, but not enough to identify with either major political party. In elections, they normally vote based totally on the positions taken by candidates on issues most important to those independent voters. So they vote for the candidate and not for the candidate's party. Democrats over the last 60 years watched as their party has skewed farther and farther to the liberal end of politics, or to the left. As a matter of fact, John F. Kennedy, a very famous U.S. president, he was a Democrat. But most of his political ideas would today identify more with those of Republicans than Democrats. Republicans are still faithful to the conservative side of the political spectrum. As it pertains to politism, neither Democrats nor Republicans have a lock on being the ones who own that moniker. There are politismists in both. Politism and politics is not quiet. It's not secretive. Rather, an in-your-face way to operate. It is most obviously used by those who lean to the extreme side of their party. Republicans have politismists. They lean far right in their party, while Democrat politismists lean extreme left. And we are seeing it played out on the world stage of politics in a greater fashion than ever before in American history. In fact, many are just now discovering that politism even exists and what it is. I've often wondered how there could be such vast differences between the two major parties. Republicans are quieter, more deliberative. They seem more factual. At least they sound more factual most of the time, and far more conservative than Democrats. Republicans are horrible in their messaging. Democrats, on the other hand, have found ways to dominate political messaging, and most often on major issues, make Republicans look slow. Now, we're not going to waste any time today to point out examples of these. All of you see them every day. But what we will discuss is why the messaging process is so different between those in the Republican Party and Democrats, and how Democrats have launched what seems to be an all-out war on conservatism that is relentless. Conservative talk radio shows and television shows almost daily list example after example of how Democrats are running amok with their attacks on conservatives and conservatism. Remember, messaging. That's the pivotal word. Most of all, their attack of all things Donald Trump is mind-boggling. But if you look at polling numbers today, especially those of millennials and Generation Zers, those young people that comprise these two generations, Democrats are really effective in their messaging. And they know that. So what do? They simply ramp up their efforts to an even higher fever pitch again and again. How do they do it? Militarization. Just like a nation needs an active military to attack that nation's enemies and protect the nation from all outside enemies, Democrats have found a way to use militarization to attack and seize the political narrative of the day. Just as did Hitler during the decades before World War II, the American media has become the attack dogs of not the government, but of the Democrat Party. The mainstream media has now proudly accepted the brand of being that military arm of the party. What has been put front and center over the last decade is a heretofore not so obvious weaponizing of the American media. Have you asked yourself how those in news can get so many stories wrong? Certainly, that can't just be by accident. It happens over and over and over and over again. Cheryl Atkinson just released a list of 66 news stories reported factually incorrect in at least one way, most of them correct in numerous ways, 66 of them. And that was only for calendar year 2017. How did they get so many wrong? After all, journalists have always been the ones who get it right by telling us the truth in every story. Right? The media's number one weapon? Politism. There is a generation today that have benignly adopted politism without even knowing it, or even what it is. The state in which one decides to live regardless of realities. You don't like today's realities, folks? Just make up some new ones. The mainstream media will give you all kinds of ideas. Anti this, anti that. Shame on this person, shame on that person. How great this person is, how great that person is. Repeating over and over and over again all of these things as facts. The mainstream media have effectively, on behalf of their partners, the Democrat Party, convinced millennials and Generation Zers of the correct political perspective of the day each and every day. And it changes again and again and again. How'd they accomplish this? By the frog in the boiling water example. You remember it. Put a frog in a pot of cold water, frog's happy. Put a frog in a pot of boiling water, and the frog immediately jumps out. But put a frog in cold water, gradually turn the heat up on that pot, and the frog will swim around, disregarding the water getting hotter and hotter and hotter until he dies. Purveying the Democrat Party's messages to those who are obviously the primary targets of the left has been and is mainstream media's number one objective. And guess what? It's working. How? Well, how else would so many Americans constantly demand facts of what's going on in D.C. and instead accept as fact what the media tells them as the facts are with no question? How could socialism, in the wake of the obvious failed socialist nation horrors that fill the news like that in Venezuela and Cuba, be an actual possible solution to many Americans as portrayed by the media? How could someone like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez be elected to Congress from New York? Her claims regarding global warming destroying Earth in the next 12 years. 12 years from today, she says, will all be gone. The world will be destroyed. Also, her lack of understanding of American jobs and employment, foreign policy, and the economy that have no basis in fact, yet alone in reality. Yet a recent poll shows that 60% of Americans polled would actually consider voting for her for president if she was old enough to run. Politism. The media have painted her with all of her infactual stances on numerous important things in Americans' lives. They have painted her as the picture of what American politics should look like. Politism. Hitler used the German media to confuse German citizens, even well before World War II. Their media for years reported stories that were fed by the Nazi government to every German newspaper every day, regarding important issues to the German people, but they were always skewed toward the Nazi politism. The truth did not matter to Hitler, and the German people, after hearing his version of the truth over and over and over again, began to assume what they were hearing and reading were all facts. You tell a pig long enough that he's a cow, he'll start mooing. You want a current American example of politism? What about Antifa? Antifa, or anti-fascist, are making headlines around the country, particularly in Berkeley, Portland, and other far-left strongholds. They are initiating violent protests, counter-protest, and rioting on college campuses and in the streets of major U.S. cities. For many Americans, they appear to be a new organization, one which has sprung to life to protest President Trump's election. But in reality, Antifa is nearly 100 years old and has roots that go directly back to Joseph Stalin, post-World War I Europe, and Germany. What is new about the current Antifa movement is their target. They are no longer attacking fascists to springboard a communist revolution in Europe. Now, wait a minute. They're not attacking fascists. Their name says that's what they do. Antifa, anti-fascist, right? That's not what they're doing. Their current target is the political rift between conservatives and liberals in the U.S. Their goal is to create the conditions for a communist takeover of the Democrat Party and the eventual subversion of our constitutional republic. To this end, they are attacking everyone who holds a conservative viewpoint and for political cover. They are labeling conservatives as fascist while hiding their own communist ideology. Think about that. Politism. And the mainstream media have refused to denigrate Antifa or to even expose Antifa's objectives, as the group has destroyed millions of dollars worth of property in the name of protecting free speech, while in essence attacking those who are practicing free speech. The mainstream media has made Antifa in America an acceptable politism. Other examples of the politism of the media are identity politics, Islamophobia, homophobia, xenophobia, racism, nationalism. While all those actually exist, the mainstream media has weaponized, not the act of standing against any of these or speaking out against them, but have crafted real attacks against all those who express any politistic opinion against any of these. And those media attacks have no factual basis or truth for our foundation. Their only support? Politism. And what's politism? The state in which one decides to live regardless of realities. We got to be honest, folks. We must open our minds to learn exactly how the political perspective of this nation could possibly spiral into an abyss of leftist politism so quickly. It seems like just yesterday, this nation united around a conservative president who launched an all-out offensive against Iraq when the Twin Towers in Manhattan fell, and with the deaths of 3,000 Americans. Almost every American was in lockstep with his effort. The rift between American political philosophies began to rapidly devolve into politism when the Obama administration was birthed, and with his promise to lead the fundamental change of America. Obama didn't invent politism. He simply gave it a shove into the world of the mainstream media, along with his permission to use it to turn the nation hard left. And it is working. Remember this. Anytime you hear, read, or see any member of the media present facts that you know are not facts, follow the perspective of that reporter to find the source of what is presented. More often than not, you will find it rooted in a specific tenet of politism. Doing so is not evil, as we are told, every time we disagree with those on the left. It's what Americans were given the right to do. That right comes from the U.S. Constitution. And those rights, our rights, are being trampled as the media is now ignoring the First Amendment that, without saying it, guaranteed Americans to see and hear and speak the truth with total freedom. The media does that while anyone who stands up in objection of the false reports that are almost innumerable given by the media, then we're denigrated for doing so. Politism. The mainstream media parrot that anytime they are questioned about their politistic news and its factual basis. Unfortunately, even though they are the ones that should be the keepers of truth and the last hope for the truth for Americans, they have fallen into politism and all of its trappings. Their bosses are using politism to turn the heads and hearts of millions of Americans. And it's not getting better. Wake up, America. That's going to do it for today's chapter at truthnewsnet.org. Thanks so much for being here. Say, don't ever miss a story or a podcast. On the bottom right side of the homepage of truthnewsnet.org, there's a place to fill in your email address, your name and email address. If you'll do so, we'll put you on a list that every time we release a new story or a new podcast, you'll get an email with the link directly to it. That way you never miss. Don't worry about giving us your email address. No one but those of us here at truthnewsnet.org will see it. We never sell anything. We'll never give your email address to anyone else. It's just to make sure you get every story, every podcast we put up. Thanks again for joining us. Hey, back soon. Till then, you have a great day. So long, everyone.
Undeniably the go-to source for nonpartisan, spin-free news from the world. Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.